Well, convicted terrorists could remain in jail indefinitely under a new federal government proposal to be presented at the COAG meeting today, the Council of Australian Governments. State and territory leaders will be asked to consider a plan when they meet with the Prime Minister in Sydney. Backing the proposal, the head of the Federal Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee, Dan Tehan, member for Wannon, who's written a column in today's Sydney Morning Herald arguing for terrorists who continue to pose a risk to be treated the same way as serial pedophiles in the same category. He says, like sexual offenders, some convicted terrorists would be waiting for the opportunity to strike again after they're released from jail and should therefore remain in a post-sentence detention even after they've done their time. Dan Tehan with us now. Good morning. Welcome to Breakfast.
Morning, James. How are you?
Well, thank you. So you are proposing that this only apply to those deemed to be an ongoing risk, not those who've been so-called rehabilitated.
No, this is for those who are assessed as an ongoing risk, just in the same way that states and territories have in position laws already to deal with sexual offenders and in some cases violent offenders who are assessed as an ongoing risk. My view, and the Prime Minister will be putting this to territory and state leaders today, is that we need to also ensure that there are national laws, national uniform laws put in place by the states and territories to address this when it comes to terrorists.
And you want the assessment to be made as whether a terrorist who served his time should be released or not, that to be made by what, psychiatrist, police, security agencies?
So obviously the details of this would need to be discussed and gone through. But if we can do it for violent offenders, if we can do it for sexual offenders, we must be able to do it for those who have committed terrorist acts as well. Sadly, what we've seen in France was that when it came to the Charlie Hebdo attacks and the attack on the cafe, which occurred around that same time, are both committed by people who had served time in French jails and had been released. Now, what we have to do is make sure here in Australia that we have the policies in place, which means that we can do the proper assessments of the people who have been convicted of terrorist acts. And if it is deemed that they are unreformed and present a real danger to the community, then we need to be able to keep them in jail.
And would that be a psychiatric assessment or an ASIO assessment or some mix?
Well, look, this will be something which would be worked through, but my assumption would be it would be a mix between intelligence agencies, psychiatric assessments, also police assessments, and then that would be worked through. And in the case, for instance, of sexual offenders, ultimately, if you take South Australia as an example, it goes to the South Australian Supreme Court to be ticked off. So ultimately, you would have judicial review of this, but the exact approach is something that the state and territory leaders with the Prime Minister no doubt will discuss today at COAG.
If a terrorist upon release from jail was permanently monitored, every phone call tapped and every movement checked, that would have the same effect, namely preventing terrorism. Is the advantage of keeping them in jail that it would be, relatively speaking, much cheaper?
Look, one of the difficulties we're facing at the moment is the number of people that are having to be watched and monitored by our agencies. So that is an issue at the moment. But really, this is about keeping the community safe. This isn't, obviously there are resource implications, but this is about keeping the community safe. And the best way that we can do that when it comes to unreformed individuals who have already shown that they're capable of carrying out or wanting to carry out terrorist acts, the best thing we can do is keep them in jail.
But you're still holding out for reform, especially for and rehabilitation, especially for what, younger terrorists who?
Absolutely. I mean, what we have to do is make sure that our prison systems, to the best of their abilities, are reforming people, so that when people do time, that when they get out, they are reformed. That is, why we have our judicial, legal and prison system. The hope is that when people do their time, they get out and they're reformed and they go on to be normal members of the community. But where it is clear that people are unreformed and present a danger to society, In my view, we have to make sure that we deal with that appropriately. And I think we need to look at how we do it with sexual offenders and violent offenders and apply those same rules to terrorists.
Of course, you would be aware of many cases of people who are criminals and have just gone to jail for reasons of committing non-terrorist crimes who have become radicalised in jail.
Well, that is another issue which Western countries are dealing with. This is an issue which has occurred in France, in the United Kingdom and in other countries, and there is a danger of it occurring here in Australia as well. So making sure that we're doing everything we can to prevent people from being radicalised in our prison systems is another thing that we have to take extremely seriously.
And it's critical because those people couldn't be detained beyond their sentence under your plan because they've never been convicted of a terrorist offence in the first place.
That is correct. So that's one of the things that needs to be looked at. Obviously, in some jurisdictions, if they were in there because they'd carried out violent acts, then there might be the ability to, if they're unreformed and there was it was believed that they would be a dangerous society, there might be ability to act against them. But not all states and territories have those laws in place when it comes to violent offences. So that is something that needs to be considered. Obviously, we want to make sure that our prisons aren't radicalising people. And, you know, the states and territories are already looking at this issue. In New South Wales, they've put some programs in place, but it's something that we also need to stay on top of.
Of course, you're representing the Western districts of country Victoria. You, nonetheless, like all Australians, would be aware of the Cronulla race riots in Sydney and this anniversary that's coming up tomorrow. Do you support the New South Wales Police and Dr. Jamal Rifi in their ambition to have the court injunct a proposed rally to commemorate the event?
Look, I'm not across the detail of that, James, but obviously, when it comes to our police, when it comes to our intelligence agencies, they are doing the very best they can to keep our nation safe. And the advice that they provide in doing that is something that we need to take incredibly seriously and something that, you know, we should look to act upon. So, look, I'm not across the detail of it. But if this is what the police are putting forward and saying this is what's necessary to keep the community safe, then obviously, yes, we need to listen to them.
Okay. Well, Dan Tehan, thank you for your time this morning.
Thanks, James.
Dan Tehan is the head of the Federal Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee.